How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jarrett.
Hey.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
A big old minute.
What's that song? Who sings that?
Stain.
Is it Stain?
Sting?
Crackdown.
Sting.
Sting.
The Police wrote that.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm pretty sure Crackdown wrote that, but
okay. Oh, I thought it was Creed.
No. Two Creed songs. But sing.
Arms Wide Open.
Yeah, you gotta sing.
Arms Wide Open.
Uh-huh.
And then, Kyle just pointed up, so I thought it was up.
No. I know what you're talking about.
Can you take me up?
Yeah,
it's higher, not up. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, with that sick bass solo.
That's not him.
Not even a solo.
It's not.
Yeah, Mariah was a really
good Creed. That's yep. Enrique Iglesias.
Creed. Nope, that's Creed.
What? Sing it again?
Oh, no, wait, that's Superman or Kryptonite.
You're a fucking
that's
idiot.
That's Creed, sorry.
That's Three Doors
Kryptonite is Three Doors Down.
That's Creed. It's the same. They're the same band.
No.
Yes, they are.
That's Three Doors Blind.
Yeah, Three Doors Up.
Three Doors Blind's the Edge My Friend song.
He edges your friend?
Yeah. Isn't that what that is about?
I wish you would stop being edgy, my friend.
My brain's hurting from the mixed up of bad music.
Well, you're still sick.
Yeah, that is true.
So I get why you're in pain.
You too, man, you too.
Ugh. Okay.
So how was your guys' time off?
Fucking terrible.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
I've been sick for 3 weeks.
Damn.
3 weeks? Maybe a week.
I haven't gotten sick yet.
The sick show. Well, you're in for it. You're due.
No, I'm so safe.
I'm so anti-sick.
I safeguarded myself.
I locked myself in a room with sick Kyle, so I'm fine.
I'm immune to the... I'm not down with the sickness.
Mm-hmm. Prove it. Kiss Kyle.
Now what?
Wait.
for four to six weeks.
Yeah, and then breathe in real hard over and over again with your mouth only.
It'll come in the mail quickly.
Yeah.
Your sick bill.
Congratulations. You're sick.
You've got Thanks. Sick. I don't want to get sick. So many people, my boss recently, he was out Friday throwing up.
Mm.
I was like, hell yeah, dude. Good shit.
Sweet. Losing weight, I hear. Cool.
We hung out at the coffee machine the day before, so.
Oh, so he hung out with his sick self around the coffee machine that everybody else touches?
Nice.
Just me. I'm the only other one that gets coffee. Nobody else drinks coffee at work.
You think they're afraid to use it?
I don't know. They all
It's tainted.
They're like afraid to touch the water fountain. Well, it's not even a fountain. It's a water dispensing machine.
Do you use it?
I use it all the goddamn time.
Do they think that you don't? They don't use it because you use those things?
Well, they told me not to use it. Like, it's infected. I'm like, fuck it.
Prove it.
That would be me. I'm fucking great.
We got bad water.
And guess what?
Fuck it.
Guess what? Both of them have been sick as shit. So
Both.
Both of them's been sick as hail. I'm all right. Fuck it. Drink water. Fuck devils.
So the flu did set us back, so we haven't had an episode in like a week.
Yeah.
We're pretty much all dead.
We skipped Christmas.
Two people got flu, and Kyle got whatever the fuck he had.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah,
I don't know what I got either.
Oh, I went to the urgent care, and the doctor was like, "You got flu. You look like flu." And then I was like, "Thanks, doc."
Did she goes, test you or just say it?
Oh, they tested you. Tested me.
They tested me. Turns out you have the flu.
Yeah. They took that big ass Q-tip and stick it straight up your nose and try and pull your part of your brain out. And man, it sucked.
I did not go to the doctor.
I prefer that over the tonsil swab, though.
I did.
Yeah, that'll make you puke on sight.
I didn't have the tonsil swab.
They're like, it's much better than strep test. I'm like, it's not. It's much worse than the strep test. I'm like, it's not. It's so much better than the strep test.
It's worse. The nurse goes, this goes up your nose. And I'm like, okay.
It's not supposed to.
And she was like, she didn't tell me the whole thing goes up
pretty
there,
deep.
All the way.
Pretty
yeah.
deep.
I'm like, where is
this going?
It's a brain
toucher. It's a brain poker.
If I felt it go past my eye, it was nuts.
I've never done coke, but I can imagine that's where it goes.
There's a receptacle up there that just...
this is your coke hole.
I mean, my nostril was really cleared up after that.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. If you got a stuffy nose, go get a flu test.
No, what you need to do is if you got, like, clogged up ears, go get them to flush your ears. Because you can hear, like, butterfly wings.
I've never had my ears
flushed. Dude. You can hear hummingbirds outside your window.
You can hear tomorrow.
What does that mean? What does it flush to? What do they flush out?
Oh, I don't know. They just take it all
bad
out.
Bad sounds. You can't hear cusses anymore.
It audio bleeps every time.
Yeah, it's pure ears.
You've been. It's like when you watch Snakes on a Plane on Fox, and it doesn't. It like messes up the curse words.
And they're talking about food a lot.
It's Monday to Friday plane.
Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Ugh.
You guys remember Snakes on a Plane song?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
The song.
I drank 3 gallons of orange juice.
You've heard it.
I've not heard it.
Oh, you have. Everybody's heard it.
Yeah, it was Cobra. Was it Cobra Starship? Right.
Yep. Yeah. The titular Snakes on a Plane.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you've heard it.
Gabe. I feel like I remember.
You've absolutely heard it.
Is there a rap of it?
No.
No, it's like a.
I'll send it to you.
What would you call it, guys?
It's pop punk.
It's pop punk.
Yeah.
Starship.
Pop punk.
It's like that weird, like post pop punk band. Like, we're still gonna try and get on this.
It's like they're almost Panic at the Disco, but they're also not.
Yeah.
It's like Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Dick Show mixed with Motion City Soundtrack.
Oh, so they don't like shower.
No. They're greasy. That's their whole bit. Piercings.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like one band member from Ska.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what it's like.
One guy that played the cello like really hard, mm-hmm. like too hard.
They just blam the trumpet.
From the thumbnail that you sent me, the person here does not look like someone I want to listen to.
No, but you've heard it.
There's no way I've heard it.
You've absolutely heard this song.
Yes, I'm gonna play.
You're gonna know it. You had to have heard this song.
I don't have to do anything.
Everybody in the world.
Just like skip it to the middle, pretty much.
I did not. The chorus. You've heard the chorus.
Yeah.
I did not know this song was from that.
It won't do anything. It broke.
Oh.
Well.
Wait.
Did you get it?
Are you head bobbing a little bit?
I have not heard this.
You've heard it.
You've heard it.
Everybody heard this song.
All of these dudes look like they suck.
Everybody has heard this song.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this song.
You have, you liar. No. If you've 100%. Seen the movie, you've heard the song.
I've seen the movie, and I haven't heard the song.
You heard that song? You saw the movie. It's in the movie.
Well, fuck it. Well, it's not memorable. 0%. I remember like three things from the movie: the motherfucking snakes line, the part where the snake bites the girl in the titty in the bathroom, and then when all the other snakes are just like moving around.
Listen, I only saw that movie two times.
Punching the snake?
No.
The only thing I remember is I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking. That's the only thing I remember from that movie. It's the only thing I'll ever remember from that movie because it's not a good movie.
The snake. Do you remember that scene?
No.
There's snakes. Sure. He's like, I am fast, and he like puts someone on his back and runs through the plane, and none of the snakes can touch him.
I don't remember that.
What the fuck are you talking
Sounds
about?
Sounds like we all got to rewatch this damn movie.
Put it on a list.
Put
Kyle.
It on the list.
God damn it! Fine.
Act like you love putting stuff on the list. Don't act like you don't.
That's like Kyle's favorite thing to That's do. That's his push favorite it on thing. List.
We got a lot of them on here. Oh, I did add another one recently.
What movie?
I added a Cat in the Hat.
Oh yeah, we watched Cat in the Hat recently.
Pretty funny.
Great.
Did you just say recently?
We
watched Cat in the Hat recently.
Somebody's going lefty to my stranger in the tub.
Is it Snakes on the Plane?
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, it's more than one plane, Kyle.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if they'd like stretch out to him or whatever. I don't know.
It's not a soul
like a
plane.
Snake bridge.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
All right, can they get airborne.
Yeah.
Sure. We need a name for January.
All right. So here's what I wanted to do because mm-hmm. we spend way too much fucking time trying to come up with these names. I'm gonna give you a minute. Anybody just to throw.
I've already got a winner. Okay. Oh wait, we need to tally up for the year.
I don't have it.
You fucking liar.
I don't have it. I swan to John at all.
56 to me.
56 out of the 12 months that we have, you somehow got 56.
I took extra points.
Oh,
where?
Yeah,
four times every month.
I gave him a lot.
You guys have 5 years. You've been tallying
a streak bonus combo,
kill streak bonus,
yeah,
nuke bonus,
right?
All right, whatever.
He had star power for 3 months in a row.
I threw out like four good ones, and then I thought they were all good enough to be on the show, so I counted those. 56. Mm. Y'all probably had like six or something. I crushed it.
Yeah, he also he won what else? The minigame star?
Minigame star.
The coin star.
Green space star, too.
Yeah. Green space star. Yeah. It was, you know, fucking everything. It was
a fucking massacre.
You ready? This game's only good for you guys. I hate this. I hate the lies.
So you're giving us a minute?
1 minute to come up with a name for January, and after that minute, we are moving on.
Already to got the Tuesdays.
You ready? Yeah. One, two, go. All right, 1 minute's going. Who's got one? Throwing out. Manuary.
That's Planuary, because we got to come up with a plan for the year. Planuary.
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 That's bad.
It is bad, but it's in the minute.
So Slamuary.
Stanuary.
Ooh, Stanuary.
Stanuary was my second guess.
We don't have a leg to stand on.
But I took Slamuary.
Fanuary.
Slamuary. I said it wrong the first time. We all have to write a slam poetry song.
I think we did Tanuary.
No.
Sounds familiar. How about December 2?
Ooh, I got a better idea. How about Baby Yodawary?
Baby Yodawary.
No.
Yep.
15 seconds. That's it.
I like Planuary and Lieutenant Danuary because we don't have a leg to stand on.
Lieutenant Danuary is good. Only if we can add ice cream to the end of it.
Lieutenant Danuary ice cream at the end of it?
Yeah. Oh, that's time.
All right, that's it. Lieutenant Danuary ice cream at the end of it.
All right, Kyle.
Okay. It is Lieutenant Danuary with ice cream at the end of it.
No, it's not with. It's just ice cream at the end of it.
Why is there ice cream?
If we can add ice cream at the end of it.
So it's just ice cream at the end of it.
Yeah, Lieutenant Danuary ice cream at the end of it.
Lieutenant Danuary ice cream at the end of it.
You might want to write that down.
Seventh. No, I got it. It's up there now.
There's no way you remember that in a week.
Oh my god, this is the worst resolution I think I've ever seen on a computer screen.
It's 2080p.
It is Harley Globy days.
Do I need to change this?
No. You're changing all of it right now.
That's bad. Have you guys ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes. I haven't. No. I've seen commercials.
Oh, that's my
kid. We went and saw them one time when I was just a boy.
Did they win?
I don't remember any of it. I was way too young.
They win every game.
I saw them.
They're like 11,001.
And zero.
They're like Rocky.
I'm still pretty confident that somebody that was probably a stand-in on the Scooby-Doo movies as Shaggy was on the other team.
Who played Shaggy in the movie?
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, I'm going to stand.
Great.
I love Matthew Lillard.
Is great.
He's also pissed at this new Scooby-Doo movie.
Well, as a human being, Matthew Lillard is great.
Why?
Just as a person.
Do you know?
No, yeah.
The last name Lillard sounds... It's kind of a difficult pronunciation.
I assume it's like Lillard. Lizard, but not.
Lillard.
It's like a little kid trying to say lizard. Yeah, you're right.
Fuck a Lillard.
You see that little Lillard?
And then the harder part for me is Matthew.
Well, we watched the Rugrats movie recently.
Yeah.
Which one? I got drunk.
The first one. It wasn't good.
And that sounds like something that they would say Lillard.
Yeah, Wizard. Lillard. Got on the Wizard's house. Yeah,
because they had to go to the Lizard's house.
Wasn't one of the kids named Lil?
It was Lillian. And
it's
Fillion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fillion and Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Nathan Fillion.
Fillion.
What?
There's an actor named Fillion.
Nathan.
Fillion Bosley.
Nathan's Fillion?
No, Nathan Fillion.
You said Nathan's.
Like, well, it is his.
Possessive?
Name. Nathan's Fillion.
I don't know how it works.
It could. Just let it.
So who did they play all the time? Was it the Generals?
Yeah, the Generals.
Yeah, because it's
saving
time.
Yeah, damn it. Fuck. I was saying it. Damn it.
You got to get them sick mind on the track, boy. You got to be quicker than that.
I was stuck with Lillard. My tongue was finishing the roll.
Lillard.
It just sounds so good coming off the tongue. Lillard.
Fucking Lillard.
I love Lillard. Everybody loves Lillard.
So how good at basketball do you have to be on the Generals? Do you have to know what basketball is? Yeah.
I think you have to be. You know how like in your friend circle you're like the best of Super Smash Bros.
No,
that's like you don't. That's how like the Generals are for their scouting squad. Like, hey, you know those like eight dudes that hang out outside the basketball court and play once in a while. We want the best one out of that.
Mm.
And that's how you get on the generals team. Play street ball. And be just okay.
Make 50% of your shots and you're in.
I like to think that the Harlem Globetrotters don't really know how to play basketball. They just know how to do tricks.
Well, they obviously don't know the rules because they travel constantly.
Yeah. Or do they just pay the refs off?
They are the refs, actually.
Isn't the ref one of them?
Is they?
What'd you just say?
Is he?
Is they?
Oh, they said is they.
Well, there's more than one ref.
Is it? Is it?
What's more dumb? A Harlem Globetrotters game or a monster truck rally?
It depends. What time of year is it?
August.
How big is this arena? How big is this monster truck arena?
Yeah. How big are they, actual monster trucks, or is it like a bash 'em up derby?
No, it's monster trucks. It's not a derby.
Is it just like one hill in the middle of a stadium?
Or is it like the Gravedigger, like jumping cars?
There's two hills, and there is Gravedigger, but it's not the original or the second guy that drove for him.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so it's like it's their like Sammy Hagar.
Yes, the Sammy Hagar Gravediggers. What a dumb sentence.
Well, he was the third singer of Van Halen.
He was there in its death throes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sammy Hagar.
Damn, everybody that listens to this episode is all going to get sick.
They're going to turn it off because we're coughing so fucking much.
I'm not sick. Everyone come listen to me on my own channel.
We should have Ian do it by himself.
Yeah.
Give a pleasant experience.
I can do that.
Just have him read the whole script that we wrote out.
Yeah. Do you ever think people expect to go to a Harlem Globetrotters game? First of all, why do you go? Secondly,
see the tricks.
Do you expect them to lose?
One,
there's always a chance, right?
Fun, but I guess two, at least in the instance of the one I went to, it was a Harlem Globetrotters game immediately before a Wizards game, like an actual basketball game.
We won.
So I sat in a basketball arena for way too long.
Yeah.
Great.
You won the tickets?
Yeah, we won the tickets. Otherwise, we would not have gone. I mean, five kids and two adults, you think they wanted to go to a Harlem Globetrotter game?
Hell no.
In Baltimore or wherever we went? I don't know where they're from.
Yes, knowing everybody in that family, there's no way you guys wanted to see a basketball game.
Mm-hmm. No. They all do.
So we won those tickets.
We couldn't get to go watch people throw a ball around.
Ryan had a really big habit of, every time we went in anywhere, she would write down on those, like, enter for a chance to win, and she would win them more times than not.
Awesome. How many cars from the mall does she have?
Well, we won a chance. Well, we won an option to go for, like, to, what's the place near us? Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
For free. And so, like, we were like, oh, shit. So Mariah won that. She also won, the Harlem Globetrotter thing. And then we went to some place and went to, like, this rainforest cook place, which was really fucking
Rainforest
weird.
Cafe?
Yeah, we went to the Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest
cook place? How do you win tickets to a restaurant?
They let you in?
To cook the rainforest?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stupid shit, but
do you think
it's pretty cool.
Do you think she's super lucky or that she's the only one that enters those things?
With legit details.
That doesn't work there.
Well, she put the wrong name on it. And they called the house and was like, hey, so she had a nickname. Well, she came up with a name.
Yeah.
And it was Nikita. Because she thought it was a cool name. So I'm pretty sure she put that down on one of them. And they called him like, doesn't Nikita live here? And they were like
hell
no. Or like, we got like a letter or something that had Nikita on it. I don't remember the exact name. I was just a little baby boy. I was a little dumb baby boy.
Having to watch the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I don't remember any of it.
Okay.
It's also Twisted Sister Day.
So come on, feel the noise.
Mm-hmm.
What am I actually supposed to do on this day?
Twist your sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Give her
Ian's going to have a busy day.
Yeah, I have to drive a couple hours.
It's I'm not going to take it anymore day.
Not going to take it anymore day.
It's about women's rights.
Oh.
And not accepting them anymore?
No, just like they're not going to take it.
Oh.
Like,
They're not going to take our rights anymore.
No, yeah. We have our own. We're going to make our own bill.
Hmm.
This holiday is for doing something about the things you're holding back, for taking control of your life, or standing up for yourself and fighting back, or telling those that have been holding you back you aren't going to take it anymore.
This can have some very negative connotations.
It sounds like it.
It also seems weird that, like, hey, this is today to do this. 364 days, though, don't fucking say a word.
Yeah.
You deal.
You just bury it.
Mm-hmm. You and bottle up that aggression.
Until next January 7th.
And then January 7th comes around, and you let it out. But then, January 8th, shut the fuck up.
Yep, shut it. Shut your head.
Say a goddamn word.
It is also National Bobblehead Day.
Do you guys want a bobblehead made for you? Out of you?
Yeah.
Out of me?
Absolutely.
Out of you. Like, I'm not going to take your skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't take my skin. Although, it would be unique.
That's true, I guess, but I don't think... It probably wouldn't last. I would have to... It would take a lot more time. I'd have to, like...
Skin can last.
It sounds like a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, you have to, like, spritz it.
With lotion.
Yeah.
You think I can't spritz something?
I'm not saying you're the most forgetful person, but I've known you to forget things.
You think I couldn't spritz?
Spritzels.
Gage. You forgot my birthday. I just want to point that out.
Well, I wasn't invited.
When's his birthday?
I don't remember.
Okay.
April something.
Okay.
Wow, close.
Yeah, see?
Doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Who gives a shit?
It's in the year.
Yeah, it's
coming up.
He has
not wrong.
Yeah. When is it?
I'm not telling you.
April something. I'm good.
Guess a number, and I'll tell you if you're right.
Anytime
April 19th.
Nope.
I would say 17th.
Nope.
Is it the 29th?
Nope.
I think it's the 26th.
I swear 25th. There was a 9.
Nope.
Damn it.
Is it the 14th?
Is it the 14th?
Yes, it is the 14th.
April. Oh, okay, yeah, we got it. See, I know.
We were there.
Yeah.
I just piled by out. Heart for some reason. It's February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
When's my birthday?
I don't... It's October...
Wrong.
I don't know then. June 12th?
Jage remembers my birthday.
I remember his birthday.
That's because it's like 4 days before his or after his, isn't it?
Yeah. His birthday is the hurdle to get to mine.
Yep. Gotta dodge my birthday presents to give Gage his.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Well, Gage, is about time for you to
I only know Kyle's because it's 1 month after Robert's, and Robert's is 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
Oh. Well, happy birthday, Ian.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, you guys.
It'll be Shay's birthday on January 8th, so one day after the episode comes out.
January 8th is tomorrow, isn't it?
Did I write down the wrong
yes.
time?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, technically.
Yes.
Oh, no, January 8th. Yeah. I'm the stupid one, idiot.
We know.
I was going to say tomorrow's the 6th. Technically.
Just Jared just spilled tea. You figure out how to drink?
It's bigger than I'm used to.
Heard that before.
They used to slurp in it.
Christ.
It's also...
Look at the size of this thing, man.
I know.
It's like a good, like, what, 9 inches? 10 inches?
Why do you got such a big jug of... tea.
Wait, do you have like a huge can. Thing of like it's green like tea that you just heated up in the microwave?
What kind of tea is it?
Green.
Arizona
green tea?
Yeah.
You gotta get that Lipton green tea, dog.
Don't put the metal in the microwave. No,
I'll drink the good one.
Lipton Lillard.
You know what's really good is if you take these cans of green tea and you put them in the microwave for...
Don't do
25
that.
Seconds.
Aluminium.
It will ignite.
It's tea.
Tea will catch on fire.
It's tea. I've
seen it.
You dumb dumb.
What?
No, it's aluminium.
It's tea. I just told you it's green
aluminium.
Tea.
Aluminium.
Okay.
Isn't that what Wolverine's made out of?
Yeah.
No, he's made out of alumni.
That's weird.
Oh, that is weird.
One time Kyle put tea in the fridge at work, and I found it, and it was not good.
Yeah. I think it was 3 years expired.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you drink other people's stuff.
Yep.
Kyle was saving it.
Oh, I didn't drink it. We had to clean out the fridge because it was bad.
It was bloated.
I gave it. I was like, Kyle, you want this?
How'd you know it was Kyle's?
It had his name on it.
Oh, that's a cardinal sin, Kyle.
Wait, I'm not supposed to do that?
If you're going to leave something somewhere, hell no.
I was trying to be strategic about it.
Mm-hmm. I was only going to strategically assassinate the president with this bulleted.
Say this is a joke. Say this is a bit.
It's a joke.
We're just kidding.
Jeez. I can't believe I have to clarify that shit. Listen, all the stuff that's going on.
We have to check our bases, okay?
I just did the last thing I want is for my sweet boy to get, you know, get into trouble.
You think I'm being sized up by the CIA right now?
Raided.
Hey, you never know. You're a scrawny white guy. Uh-huh. They're usually the ones that do the dangers.
Yeah. I do have like a Unabomber haircut.
See? Yeah.
Mm. A little bit.
And you've got the skinny man body.
You have a brush cut.
And he wears jeans from Hot Topic.
I do.
Yeah.
I have the makes of a true American terrorist.
You've got the Joker tattoo. You've got all
that is, of course, a joke. God. It's not a terrorist.
I could be the center of a Netflix documentary.
Aren't you on the ID channel TV? As a serial killer.
Yeah.
I have plenty of practice.
So you know how they think.
He's got insider knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in
the character. I'm doing a character study.
He's a method actor.
Mm-hmm. So much.
It's also National Pass Gas Day.
God, if there's one thing I love, it's just ripping it.
How the fuck did we get to where we just were off of Bobblehead Day?
You ever been on that?
God damn. Human skin bobbleheads.
Yeah, we talk about skin.
And then it's just natural from there.
Yeah, I'm a spritzer. I'm Barry Spritzer.
Pass Gas Day, fart on your fucking coworkers.
Oh.
It says the word fart was thought up in 1632. It means to send forth wind from the anus.
Ooh. I like that better than saying fart.
I like
send forth wind
kiss.
From the anus.
Or winking.
Winking it.
Just
winking. Yeah.
You can't do that at work.
Oh, you can.
I do it all the time.
People do not like it, though.
Sometimes it squeaks and I'm like, my chair needs oil.
I have to, like, replicate that sound. Somehow.
You get put on the list if you get caught winking it at work.
No, just don't get caught.
When Jim Carrey talked with his butt in Ace Ventura, was that like the funniest thing ever that anyone has ever seen in the 90s?
When I was younger, yeah.
Probably, was that like peak entertainment?
Anything Jim Carrey does, I think, is peak entertainment.
Peak butt entertainment.
Anything?
Yeah, even the Emma Stone thing. That was great.
That is really hilarious.
It's not.
Peak entertainment.
It's not, though.
Peak.
Now he's in Sonic.
If he would have
get real.
That Emma Stone video with his butt, would it have been better?
Oh, so
it would have been
better.
His message would have been so much clearer.
Yeah. I wish that was relevant. We could make fun of that.
No, you can. Let's just dive down to, 2015? 14?
I don't know. Years ago. Emma Stone probably would have taken it better.
Have you guys ever accidentally farted at work and it was a lot louder than you wanted it to be, and then you just had to sit there and be quiet and be like, I really hope nobody heard that.
Just be like, I wonder how this is going to go over.
Sure have.
Yeah.
It's not great.
There was a time in 7th grade where I maybe let one out and it was louder than I anticipated and I was super embarrassed. People around me started to laugh. And I tried to play it off like, that wasn't me. So I looked at the person next to me and I said, who did that? And quickly that person was like, it was you.
So you and I was like, called you out.
I'm not a loser, I swear.
So did they know it was you because of how?
The sound.
I mean, I was just sitting there.
Was it the sound or like the...
It was definitely the sound.
Sweat face.
Oh, sweat face is the worst.
I definitely didn't have sweat face.
Oh, dude, sweat face? I can't believe you said that. That's the perfect example of
it
what it's
sucks.
Like.
It's that hot embarrassment feeling, man.
Yeah.
Where your face is cold but wet. Sweat face. Oh my gosh, I love that. I like to think that, like, if you do, like, accidentally go a little too loud, and you're just like, well, I gotta go.
I think you just gotta own it, right? You just gotta be like,
you do.
Whoa!
What was that?
Yeah, crazy.
Everyone watch out. Chemical blackfire.
Or do you just say, excuse me, and just be like, everybody does it. It's whatever.
So that's like the thing.
A bigger deal.
It's a thing that everybody does, but like when you do it, it's like, oh my God, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to anybody. No one's ever been through this.
I pretty much just go, whoop.
You know, you try and cough over it so no one hears it.
Like, for the duration? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, someone, like, cough. Right after they cough, they let it out. So it's like it's mistimed.
Oh, the little delayed action.
Yeah, but, dude, that... Oh, man, that shit kills me. Oh, that's so funny. Someone, like, cough, and they cough too early, and then when they're done coughing, it's like fart, and they're just like, ah, shit, now it just
seems like a
freak.
It seems like a Tim Robbins skit.
It does. It's a good idea, and I stand by it.
That is it for the news days.
Finally.
Thank God. So, New Year passed, right?
Mm-hmm. It is passed.
New Year.
What's coming up?
Christmas is over.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to get ready for Christmas 2.
Mm-hmm.
Electro Boogaloo. But first, we've got... I want to know what your guys' New Year's resolutions are. So I have a couple.
Damn it.
And I just want to... You know, we make a lot of jokes here.
Mm-hmm.
But my New Year's resolution is to help Jarrett find a better joke for the podcast. I want to find you your bit. Your golden go-to bit.
I have my golden go-to bit.
What is it?
Saxophone.
What happens
in 4 weeks?
Hilarious
and comical.
What? Yeah. What happens in 4 weeks?
I forget what you do when we don't have.
It goes on sabbatical.
What happens in 4 weeks?
Yeah. Last year you had Game of Thrones. What was it? Football season ends.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
You guys know.
Oh, are you gonna make us see the XFL?
We're doing the XFL too this year, baby. We are gonna do that, but I have something. An idea.
Have four teams.
Yeah.
What? Quarantine.
No, the XFL has four teams, don't they?
They have 10.
Yeah.
My friend got season tickets for $100.
I bet.
Yeah.
I looked up tickets for, like, the DC team, and they're like...
$20.
Yeah, $15, $20.
Okay.
We're not going to
said
the XFL.
You said that before. You have
I have some. I'm not telling you what it is.
Yeah, it's a surprise, man.
There's a sweet of it.
Okay. So what are your guys' New Year's resolutions?
I want to get a really good tattoo and a really bad tattoo.
Can I design your bad tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple rules. It's got to be safe for work, and it can't be on my face.
Okay,
damn.
You're really limiting me here, but I think yeah. I can come up with something.
Rest of the body, we're on limits.
Jarrett has a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
That he told me secretly he's going to get his dick pierced.
Oh, what a good one. That's such a good one.
That's not my New Year's resolution.
I have a signed piece of paper that says otherwise.
Yeah, I have a recording of you saying.
SoundCloud has the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Does it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the rest of you?
I am going to go to stand-up every Monday this year.
Have you gone?
Every Monday.
Did you
every
go
Monday.
Last Monday?
No. Because it was not in the new year yet.
He means new year starting in February.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Whether or not I'm going to do anything there is
debatable. But at least you're going.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Go have fun. Talk to some of the comics and just like be like, "Hey man, I'm trying to this is something I'm trying to get into. I'm just trying to like learn."
So
he might ask you to suck his dick though.
See, that's I'm afraid of that, Gage.
Well, that's not
they just say no. Just try to talk to the next comic. Hopefully, one out of them will be like, "Yeah, you don't have to suck my dick, dude. It's cool.
You don't have to. I won't make you.
I mean, you can.
I mean, we're gonna hang out, and I might take my pants off, but you don't have to suck my dick.
Because like I went there once, and this I sat down at a table, not knowing I guess somebody else was sitting there, and the guy was laughing at the guy on stage, which I didn't really find him that funny, but like he was like looking to me expecting me to laugh. He'd be like, "That was really funny, right?" And I'm just like, yeah
man,
you should be like,
yeah.
Fuck you, stop talking to me.
I'm trying to enjoy the fucking show.
Yeah, like
leave me alone.
You're easy to impress.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I got so far.
Sure. My only New Year's resolution... Actually, I lied. I have, like, three.
Okay.
So, my first New Year's resolution is to actually start streaming again.
Oh, okay.
You know, I spent all that money on all that streaming shit, and then I just stopped doing it.
What streaming shit?
Well, you know, green screen, my mic.
You bought a green screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mic.
Streamer board.
fucking capture card, like, you know. all that jazz. Yeah. It's the only thing I use my computer for. So yeah, that. I'm gonna try and stop drinking soda. Again.
You wrapped your relapse the last time.
Well, last year I made it 3.5 months.
Okay.
With drinking like maybe 2 sodas a week, and then I just couldn't do it anymore. It's just, you know, it's so convenient.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than you think.
Well, it's worse now because my vending machine at work is a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right next to me.
Keep filling it up.
I know. That's what I have. I got a Yeti cup for Christmas.
A cup. Yeah. A cup?
Yeah.
You got eight fluid ounces. I'm ready.
It's like 20.
Okay. What do you think happens first? Jarrett has a soda or Kyle doesn't go to stand up?
Do you want my honest answer?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the honest answer, and it's regardless of the fact that Kyle goes to stand up tomorrow. I'll have a soda before Kyle misses stand up.
You think so?
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Kyle's probably not going to go tomorrow. Soda's easy, though.
At least it was for me.
Guarantee it.
I started drinking soda again, but then again, it was caffeine free. But I'm probably just going to stop drinking soda once we run out. I usually only drink soda for mixed drinks, but sometimes I'll have like a ginger ale or like a.
I drink too much soda.
I drink too much soda, but I like it. So
however, and it's bad I'm buying for a cookbook, me. And I'm going to start cooking.
That's your resolution?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Cook more?
I had another
one. I'm going to buy a cookbook and start cooking and stuff because I enjoy cooking. And also, it's cheaper than eating out, which I need to save money.
Okay. What's you got, Jared?
You know, that's also true, Ian. I need to stop eating out as much and save money.
Yeah, because I know
you don't realize it. You don't realize it when you're like at lunchtime. You're like, oh, it's $4. Sure,
it adds up.
Two cheeseburgers, and then it's at the end of the week. You realize you spent $40 on cheeseburgers,
and that's only on lunches. That's not even just for lunch. Like dinners, exactly. Like, I fucking just plow through money.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of my money goes. As opposed to if I just on the weekends bought stuff to make for food.
Like the weekends are one thing. I think on the weekend, this is the first weekend where me and Kyle haven't gotten food.
On the weekend, you go to get things to prepare for food for the week.
Yeah. But yeah.
Everything's so goddamn expensive.
It is.
Existing costs too much damn money.
Just go to World War III.
I wish.
You might get it, Jarrett. You might get it.
Yeah, it might just happen anyway.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
I've got. You're dead from the knee down.
Why did you send me these?
They're cookbooks.
50 ways to eat cock.
Yeah, what's the rest of the title say? For one.
She looks very happy.
She looks so content.
Healthy chicken recipes with balls.
I like how it's the cookbooks from like the '70s.
Yep. So yeah, I sent Ian 2 cookbooks. One that says 50 Ways to Eat Cock. And the other one says Microwave Cooking for One.
So. Yeah, so I will look into those.
Yeah, I mean, totally worth your time, I probably guess.
I have another kind of resolution
thing
I want to do. So I kind of want to make, like, mockumentary vlog type stuff.
Okay.
But
like Nathan For You stuff?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's weird to, like, film...
In public.
Mm-hmm. And that's something I can't get around.
I'll do it with you.
And, like, I care about what people think a lot when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, like, oh, like, these people can see me filming.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how to get around that.
Yeah. Can't be a vlogger.
I have an idea. It'd be like, oh, this is a college project I'm doing. Or something.
Or get one of those hard hats that has a camera in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Wear that around.
Like, yeah, just, you never know. You never know when something might fall on your head.
Seems like a lot of weight on my neck.
Well, it could be.
Okay. You can make it get a stronger neck, though.
Oh, yeah. True.
It's a third resolution.
Okay.
Work out that neck.
One of mine is actually kind of similar. I want to start doing YouTube, like actual YouTube stuff.
Okay.
Because I think it would be fun.
That would be cool. Like skits or gameplay?
Yeah, skits, skits, gameplay, just a bunch of different stuff.
Just whatever, you know.
Because there's times where me and Kyle are just like sitting around, and we'll just like bounce ideas off each other, and I have a blast.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you start being a TikToker?
There you go.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I tried.
TikTok for mouse.
I think the problem with TikTok is people like us, we think too hard about it. Where like another kid's just like, I like this song, and I guess me throwing water on the floor is funny.
Yeah.
And that somehow is like the most popular thing you're going to see on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
It's like, yeah, I'm dancing to this song. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Happy TikTok.
There's a I think it's like a meme page on Facebook where it's like, I think it's called Crying Indian Guys on TikTok. Where it's like they're singing a song very emotionally, and it's like they're visibly like fake crying throughout the whole thing. And it's like, that's what I want to do.
That's what I strive to be. It's a crying Indian man. It's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Can one of your bits be like, you know how some people like see a popular TikTok and they try and do it? Try and recreate their TikTok, but in the middle of it, just throw up. Just unexpectedly.
That's a good bit.
Just like, oh. That'd be like good.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. See, I got good ideas. Look at me, Mom. Well, cool. I don't have a real resolution other than to get healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like healthy like working out and food. I mean like no more flu.
Yes. Yeah, so see, here's the thing with me.
What's that?
How did yours from last year go?
Not well. Didn't do it at all.
Remember what yours from last year was?
No.
Just to quit smoking.
Oh, I did that. I did so well, I forgot about it.
I was like, oh no.
You did very well, actually.
I guess. Sorry, Ian. Ian thought I started smoking again there.
Worried me for a second. I had my phone. I was dialing your mother, but.
I forgot how funny
I don't have to now.
Yeah, everything came to a realization for me when I tried to put on my my suit, my Christmas suit. Uh-huh.
Just wear your birthday suit.
It don't fit.
Really?
Good. It don't fit good.
Hmm. I think the flu knocked about 10 pounds off me.
It probably knocked a lot out of me. I had not eaten much.
Damn.
So.
Well, I hope everyone has good luck with their resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of what they are, if they're a bad idea, that's up for you to decide.
I don't know. That throwing up idea sounds cool.
Well, guys, I think I thought of one more.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution is to come in first place in the Sack Zone playoffs.
Touchdown!
Like, I want to be proud of you, but the segue was just too easy. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You can have it.
So, the regular season has come to a close.
We didn't even do the intro yet.
Yeah, Gage did it. So, you mind your own fucking business. This is my thing.
So shut the fuck up.
This is my thing. Shut up, loser. So week 17 is coming to a close. I'm still sick.
What the hell?
In first place at 61-24, Gage.
Yeah. Damn, 61-24.
In second place at 53-32 was me. In second place at 53-32 was Kyle. In last place at 49-36 was Ian.
Yeah.
So it's four games back. I am still going to add the playoffs to that, but I am also scoring the playoffs separately just for FYI.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say? Did you say you said Kyle was second?
Me and Kyle are in second, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was confused for a second because I heard first, second, and fourth, and I was like, what?
Yeah, me and Kyle tied at 53-32.
Hell yeah.
So how do we like tiebreaker this?
You gotta plug next time you're here, we punch each other until one of us quits.
I like both ideas.
I don't know. What did Ian say? What was Ian's idea?
Don't. It's a.
It's fine. We got it.
Okay. So we missed our episode last week, but we had Bills, Texans, Titans, Patriots, Vikings, Saints, and Seahawks, and Eagles. We all picked the Bills.
Thanks, Buffalo.
Yeah. Ian picked the Titans, And we all, the other three picked the Patriots. Ian, you got that one right.
Fuck you, New England.
We all picked the Saints. They lost. And Ian picked the Eagles, and we all picked the Seahawks. So everybody's 1-3 through week one of the playoffs.
So I'm in first.
We are all in first.
So I'm in first.
Yes.
All right.
Kyle, congratulations on being in first.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Fuck you, Ian. Yeah.
Ian, you're in last.
Okay.
Week two of the playoffs. Ian, Vikings at 49ers.
Vikings.
Okay. Kyle, Vikings at 49ers.
49ers.
I'm also picking the 49ers. Gage, Vikings at 49ers.
Yeah, I'll take the Niners. Yeah.
Ooh. Ian, Titans at Ravens.
I guess give me the Ravens.
Yeah.
Kyle?
Ravens.
Cool, I can just type in Ravens.
Yeah.
Gage?
Ravens.
Yeah, me too. Texans at Chiefs, Ian.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Kyle?
Chiefs.
Jarrett, Chiefs?
I'm going to take the Texans.
He just didn't want to let me write.
Who did the Texans just play that was like a really close game that never ended?
The Bills.
The Bills.
Oh, okay.
The dumbass Bills.
Ian, Seahawks at Packers, last one.
Seahawks.
Kyle?
Seahawks?
Yeah, I'm also picking the Seahawks.
I'm taking the Seahawks too.
Wow. No faith in them Packers, huh? Nope. All right, well, none. That's it. That's that. That's the sack zone. Our Super Bowl picks, in case anyone remembers.
No.
Ian, you picked the Eagles and the Jaguars. Yay. They are both out.
Mm.
Gage, close, you picked the Falcons and the Ravens. The Ravens are, of course, still there.
Close, though.
Kyle, you picked the Falcons and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are still there. And I had the Saints and the Chargers, and the Saints just lost. So, Kyle... And Ravens. Kyle and Ravens.
Yeah, just me and the Ravens.
Kyle and Gage, you guys both have your Super Bowl picks. One half still alive.
Yep.
And that's 1,000 points, though, right?
I think we said that it was 5 per team and 10 if they won.
Yeah, but it converts to about 20 month points.
So
yeah.
If the Chiefs or the Ravens make the Super Bowl, that's 5 points. Yep. And if they win, it's another 10.
What's my lead again?
You're up 8.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 53. Me and Kyle are 53. You're at 61.
Okay.
So. Cool. All right. That's it. Come back next week. We'll do some more.
Touchdown!
So I know we briefly talked about it before. For Christmas, I got sick.
Ugh, same.
Hell yeah.
You said you guys went to the doctor, right?
I went to urgent care, I guess 2 days after I was actually sick, and I was like, there's no way I'm that sick. And I took my temperature, and it was like, you got 103-degree fever. And I was like, son of a bitch, I should probably go. So I went, and that's when they stuck the Q-tip up my nose and really violated my space.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said, hey, how are you today? Well, I guess you're not great. And I was like, you didn't give me a chance to answer. So... It was a whirlwind of hurt.
Poor boy.
I had the full-blown flu. Strand B.
Aches and pains and everything?
Yep, aches, pains. I had the chills. I was hot. Yep. I was sweaty. And I was like, this sucks so much. If I find out who did this to me, I'm going to murder them.
Yep.
I can't believe it.
I know who did it to me. It was a 6-year-old child. She coughed right into my face.
That'll do it.
In the head yet?
No. She's been sick just like me.
Oh. So you get to. She. Misery loves company. So.
Yeah. She just wanted somebody to be sick with her.
Yeah. Selfish prick. Huh.
So, like, when you get sick because of, like, kids, are they always sick first? Or is it just, like, on them? And it just, like.
Like they carry flakes germs.
Off? It's just on them.
Okay. I think it's just on them. In this instance, she was sick first and got me sick. But. there have been times where I just have gotten sick by contact of children.
That's what I think it was. It's just like
you
just, there was
you go into the same room as a child and they look at you and they decide you would be a good host.
Yeah,
and
then they just breathe, be a carrier.
They just breathe into your direction and see if you die.
I like to think that like the kid gets off the bus and like you walk into the room and they walk in the room and they go, and you're like,
oh no,
it's already in here. It's already gotten in somehow. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't even know how I got it, because I was with Yoga Carrie over the weekend, and then I remember on Saturday night somebody was like, oh, Tyler has the flu, and I was like, that sucks. Good thing I haven't seen Tyler in a while. And then Sunday morning I woke up, I had the flu. I was like, what the fuck happened?
It was the words. Yeah. The words did it.
I got sick by voodoo.
They tricked your brain into thinking you were sick by saying flu.
What'd you say, Ian?
He visited you in the night.
Yeah. The ghost of Tyler was like, he showed you're up, sick now.
He looked at you, he just went.
Yeah, it was brutal. It's like the ghost of Christmas past was like, fuck you, you need the flu.
You haven't been sick yet.
Yeah. Zap. And then, like, I got going to the doctor, it was the most judgmental experience I've ever had. Because it was like the check-in desk. Did you get your flu shot? I said, no. And they go, And they go in there, the nurse gets me checked in. She goes, get your flu shot? I said, no. And she goes, should have got your flu shot. I was like, I guess so.
The go flu back shot's there. A fucking joke. It's a
shame. Okay, but see, here's the thing. If I would have gotten the flu shot, I would have just gotten the flu when I got the flu shot.
Well?
I would have just already had it.
Get two.
You would have just seen me before.
And then the doctor did the same thing. What's up?
So did they then give you the flu shot right then and there?
No, there's no point. You got the flu. Why? I don't know.
It's
the flu shot is the flu.
You already got it, so why not?
Well, the flu shot is the flu.
Yeah. Right.
So you already have the flu, so you're not gonna. You can't get it again.
Okay. It won't hurt.
The flu shot ain't gonna do nothing for you,
bud. You're just gonna have a hurt arm.
A hurt arm.
It goes up your nose now.
But I was pretty upset that I didn't get it, because Yoga Carrie, she's got it, and she spent like the whole last week with me, and she didn't get even a tiny bit sick. And I was like, damn, that thing must really work. Probably should have got that
thing.
Just get
the flu sooner. That's it.
She didn't get sick?
Not ever? Not one time ever?
Not one time ever.
Not a single cough?
Not a single one.
I don't believe you.
Mm.
She's a fibber.
I didn't go to the doctor. But think about it this way. Being sick across the span of the end of the year and New Year's, your year has to get better.
That's what I thought. And then I had to do this show.
See, now, wow. 2 years ago, I got the flu. Mm-hmm. I got the flu about the same time you guys got the flu. And then I was like, oh, finally, I'm over the flu. And then guess what?
You just get sick again.
I got strep throat. Yep. And I was like, Christ. So I went to the doctor. They gave me stuff. Guess what?
What?
Then I got tonsillitis.
Ooh.
I was like, it's been 3 months, and I've been sick every single month.
Did you get tonsillitis or bronchitis?
Tonsillitis.
Bronchitis.
Oh.
And they almost were like, yeah, we're going to have to do surgery. And I was like, fucking sweet.
Congratulations. You beat the flu. It's time for surgery.
Yeah. Oh, you had the flu? Oh, well, here's strep. Yeah. Oh, you're done with that now? Here's this. Here's
we're
tonsillitis.
Cut stuff out of your head.
I was like, what the fuck is happening to me?
Am I dying? I woke up with the flu and I thought I was dying. Like, everything was like on fire. I was like, oh my God, I've got to go to the hospital.
See, mine hit me in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, so did mine.
When mine hits.
Yeah. Like Christmas
so
Day,
I was
mine
at work.
Hit me.
Damn.
I was at work two days before Christmas, the Monday before Christmas.
Mm.
And I was scheduled off for Christmas Eve. So I'm at work and, you know, I start to sweat a little bit, which is weird because the office is usually very cool. And then I got a headache, really bad headache. And I was like, well, maybe it's just the lights. Maybe it's just staring at a computer screen.
It must be.
And then my nose starts running. I start getting the sniff. Like, this shit was rapid on me during the middle of this day. And then I'm sitting there, I'm just like, everything starts, like, I can't focus on anything. My head hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm getting sick. I'm so glad I'm off work tomorrow.
Right.
I woke up the next day, I thought I was dying. I woke up on Christmas, I thought I was dying. I woke up the day after Christmas, I thought I was dying. I had 102, 103 degree fever for 5 days.
What were you saying, Kyle?
I was just saying, I've never been, like, so hot before and not sweating. It's so weird.
Yes.
I was sweating like a motherfucker, but I was also freezing.
Yeah. Step outside. Yeah, I'm as cold as I've ever been. Mm-hmm. This is fun.
And then, like, I would fall asleep, and I would wake up, and I'm like, why is everything drenched? What? Yeah. Did I spill something? That was brutal.
I slept for 3 days straight when I had the flu.
Damn.
I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to sleep this whole thing off. So I'd go to sleep, wake up all wet, throw up, go back to sleep, wake up all wet and throw up, and rinse and repeat for 3 days.
That's kind of awesome. It's like a sweet diet.
It was fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
Not that was the like most fun I've had.
That was the other thing for me, because I had to stay home from work because I couldn't go to work. And I was like, oh, I have all this free time. Just play some video games or something. I couldn't.
Nope.
Couldn't
even bring yourself to do it.
Yep. I was like, if
you want your brain
time.
To stop and just die, play video games when you have the flu. It's so shitty.
I couldn't do it.
And it was awful because Call of Duty had double XP over Christmas.
Of course.
And I couldn't even bother to play because I felt like shit. It's really cool.
Damn. That's sick.
Worst gift I've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got around feeling a little bit better.
I haven't felt bad yet.
Yet.
The winter is long. I would be very surprised.
Because
I've worked with three people that have gotten the flu already, and I haven't gotten it.
How many times did you kiss them?
Oh, it's just so many times.
We
always have a meeting in the morning. And they're from Europe, so you know.
All right, it's our morning kiss meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kiss, hello, mm-hmm. goodbye. So,
No. Ugh. I mean, I'm still sick. Like, I was coughing so hard that I think I've bruised my throat, and I'm like, am I getting strep now? Am I getting bronchitis? Is this developing into something different?
They all lead into everything.
Yeah.
There was a cool thing that happened to me that whenever I would drink cold water. First the left side of my throat would hurt and then the right side of my throat would hurt.
Oh. That reminds me of one of the worst things about being sick is when your nose gets stuffed up and you're laying down and everything rushes to one side of your nostrils and then you have one nostril open, but then you breathe in and the air hurts your nostrils. Yep. So you're you have to roll over and try and fix this problem. And that's an ongoing thing. Yeah. Being sick sucks.
It's the worst.
Fucking hate it.
All right.
But I didn't pass out anywhere. That's pretty cool. That's good. Any other sick stories? We can do my topic now, then. Not sounding. Hold on, I think I deleted it.
You deleted it?
Hold on. Vix. All right, well, anyway, this is something I saw on Twitter that people were passing around. Let's see, I got it here. All right, here's a question that was asked on Twitter. Your penis now makes an audible sound when ejaculating. Any sound of your choosing, what's your choice?
We talked about this bit at one point.
Did we?
Yep, because Kyle's was going to make the...
No, I thought that was his superpower.
Oh, yeah.
It was, but...
Yeah, so basically we're taking Kyle's superpower and making it into whatever we want to come out of ours.
So what was the question again?
Question was, your penis now makes an audible sound when ejaculating. Any sound of your choosing. What is your choice?
Now, is it a one-time sound, or is it during the entirety of your ejaculation?
I think it plays the audible bit. So, this guy's answer was, he's going to go with Pitbull when he says, Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
And then everything. And then that happens all at the same time.
So, see, my choice is DJ Khaled saying another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I get the high-pitched sound that only some people can hear?
Like dogs?
Yeah.
Or the ones that, scare teenagers away from gas stations?
I'm sorry, what?
You never heard about that?
No.
Oh. There's apparently some noisemaker that gas stations get to keep kids from loitering there, and apparently only kids can hear it.
It works, though. I don't see kids hanging around with gas stations.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess it must work. I've never heard it.
Not drinking gas anymore.
Yeah. No more huffing going on. Mine would just sneeze.
You think you would get confused? I didn't sneeze.
Hey, might.
Ooh, what about baby
but
cries?
Every time time it would happen, I'd just say, bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Bless you.
What if it made, what if it just said bless you?
Oh. What if somebody had a sneeze and yours was bless you, and you in the bathroom stall one day, and they both go off at the same time?
I think that's too situational.
Very situational.
That's some sitcom ass romantic comedy movie Paul Rudd
that's
situation
like
there.
Seinfeld humor.
I do kind of like
just
it, though.
Man. Can I just have like a high pitched yelp?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You can do that.
Okay.
If it was like the youch,
or like just any onomatopoeia. Wham, pow, ooh,
bop it, spin
the
it.
Sound. The sound of Mario falling too far.
Oof.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I have length like hitting the ground from too high up?
Yeah. The broken ankle noise he makes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or even Mario going, Mamma Mia! That'd be good, too. Does Mario ever actually say Mamma Mia?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah. Mario 64,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Only when he's under stress.
Yeah.
Which is all the time.
Mamma Mia.
I wasn't sure if that was just something we thought in our brains because he's Italian.
Like a Mandela effect thing?
Yeah.
I want Anakin racism saying yippee. But...
Yippee! Oh.
Bad ADR.
Yep. It happens later. Like... It's not lined up. It's just not matched up, right?
So which one of you is going to have Watto?
Oh, man.
Annie?
I feel like it'd be bad if like you finish and just goes, ugh.
There you go.
Ugh, Annie.
Chance Cube.
Just I. What if it just went, do it. Do it.
I would be okay with that, too.
I don't know. I still like mine. Just a sneeze. Every single time.
Can I have... I want the police blare. Like where they're trying to get somebody to pull over.
Like the whoop whoop.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
You want to call upon the like, posse.
Yeah.
The insane clown posse.
Yeah.
It is going running. Whoop whoop. What if it just sounded like a whistle? Like a swim coach whistle?
No, like one of the like one of those noodle whistles that's like...
A kazoo? Or no, it's not a kazoo. What is that called?
Whistle.
No, it's got a name.
Whistle.
I'm thinking of a Jew's harp, but that's not it.
No,
a Jew's harp?
A yeah. Jew's harp. You don't know what a Jew's harp is?
I'm not allowed to say that word.
Harp?
Yep. I just don't want it to happen. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, Dave Mustaine saying Sweating Bullets.
Mmm, it's a good one.
Mm. That's what I want.
Or maybe who's the Metallica man?
James Hetfield.
Yeah.
He says
yeah.
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 That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Ian has to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate
that's
you.
It.
Do you guys want to hear my Tim Allen impersonation of when he makes the classic sound?
Yeah.
Huh? Hold up, what? Huh?
I was expecting you to say like a normal word because like you said, oh, is that Tim Allen impression? He goes, hey. Or so, just because he says hi to people sometimes. Or mine could be Al Borland when he goes, I don't think so, Tim.
Excuse me, Tim?
Or the,
from
the
Wallace?
Hey, neighbor.
Yeah, Wallace. Wallace
if,
the neighbor.
What if every time he just goes, hello, the number or code you have dialed is unavailable. Please hang up and try again.
Your call is important. It will go through.
Your call is important to us.
What if it made the noise when you let all the air out of a balloon?
Sideways?
Yeah.
That could be good. What if it just went...
There you go. Like it's a dry thing.
It's like spitting out dust.
Yep. Oh, got it all out.
Been a while. What if it just went, it's been a while?
There you go. Just play songs like a hit clip would. 15
can I have,
seconds of this.
Can I have Anthony Kiedis like scatting?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sorry, that's not what that product is.
Okay. Well, that's all I saw on Twitter. I just wanted to throw it in there. Right?
That was good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think we're done. I got nothing else. So when we stop talking about stuff, I'm like, all right, I think we're done.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, well, thank you all for joining us. Hope you all learned a lot. And I hope you guys have lots of good fun with your New Year's resolutions and everything.
There's a link here on Twitter that says Toad really enjoys being sucked. I'm going to click on it.
Do it. Show us. Show us on here. I want to see.
It's on my phone.
Well, fucking...
Someone made a joke post. I'm not... This isn't my funny.
Calls Toad Chuck. Like Toad from Mario?
I still
Mario?
Really think that's uh-huh.
Chuck.
That's for sure, like, that's a diddlo.
Yeah, yeah. Mechanical one.
Mechanical diddlo. Condition is new.
Does it have one of those clicks on the back like a mechanical pencil to make it bigger?
No, I'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
I found this for sale near us.
Really? That's near us?
That's near us. That's in Chesapeake.
Go get it.
It's a good price. It's only a dollar.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, 100%.
Right. Well, thank you all for coming along on this wild and wacky journey with the sick fellas and Ian.
Yeah, but you're a different kind of sick. You're like, sick.
Oh, sick dude. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
All right, I want my dick to make that noise.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
All of what you just said.
Holy shit, dude, you're so fucking cool.
There you go. The beast changed you.
The beast. Do you remember the honeycombs monster?
Monster?
Yeah.
I remember the honey... Did they have a monster?
Yeah, the honeycombs monster.
Or was that a kid that just liked the cereal way too much?
It could have been both.
Did it not have a bee?
No. I don't think it's ever had a bee.
What?
Honeycombs.
No, he was the hairy man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the hairy boy. There was never a bee for honeycombs.
Kind of?
The crazy craving was his name.
God damn it.
Monster Mac.
Oh, I remember this thing.
Yeah, there was never a bee on honeycombs.
I just think of honey and I'm
oh,
like,
yeah, honeycombs bee. was the fucking like little fur ball.
Yeah, there he is.
He's changing.
Damn, there's a lot of different honey type cereals.
There are.
And they all got honey different snacks. Things.
Honey Bunny. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, You Shrunk the Kids. I passed
Honey,
my name.
We.
Honey, the Kids Shrunk the Kids.
Good. Get rid of them.
Honey, I saw an ant carrying our child.
My stomach's powering down.
Oh, no.
Yo, me too.
We got to wrap it up quick.
All right.
Well, thank you all. You can find us on Spotify and on iTunes and on Google Play. What?
It's still doing it.
It's still going.
Good. Good. You're good.
It's got like a small cat in there purring. Did we get any new reviews or anything?
I didn't look.
Well, look. Damn it.
Hold on. I was typing. Loading.
This is important. This is important stuff.
I'm going to go with a hard no.
Probably
this one.
Probably no.
No.
All right.
Somebody new did rate us 5 stars, though, so we have another 5-star rating.
Who? Hell yeah. Put him on blast.
It doesn't say, it's just the five stars.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dangy. Dangy Films. Appreciate you. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.